Dear friends in Christ, the scripture readings this morning speak to us, among other things, about the theme of freedom, of true and false freedom. Particularly freedom of religion is something which we are thinking a lot about at this moment because, as in the last few years, the bishops of the United States have asked all dioceses to observe what we've come to call a fortnight for freedom, leading up to the 4th of July next weekend. Of course, that was the great venture for freedom of the United States. And the reason for this observance of a fortnight for freedom is because in recent years, our religious freedom as Catholics and Christians is gradually being whittled down by the very strong forces of secularization in government, law, business, education, the media, everywhere. So what's true freedom? Vatican Council II issued a whole declaration about religious freedom. And the basic idea is that you can't force people to adopt a certain religion. It has to be free and voluntarily. And also you can't prohibit people from expressing their religion and doing things in accordance with their religion, unless of course it endangers the public peace. Obviously those who carry out acts of terrorism, like we saw the horrible massacre in Orlando in the name of God supposedly, obviously that's not a true exercise of religious freedom. But our Lord in the Gospel today has a teaching that it lays one of the foundations for our belief in religious freedom. The disciples were very intolerant, right? It was an intolerant period back then. So we heard how when they were traveling towards Jerusalem, they went through a town in Samaria. And the Samaritans were not friendly towards the Jews. And the people in this town did not welcome Jesus. They didn't want to know anything about him. And the disciples were very angry, and they said, "Lord, let's call down fire from heaven to destroy these sinners. They don't believe in you." Is that what Jesus wanted? No. The gospel tells us he turned and rebuked them. That's not the way of the gospel, to try to force people or punish them because they don't believe the true religion. There's another version of that gospel text that adds that Jesus said, not only did he rebuke them, he said, "You don't know what spirit is behind that." In other words, he's saying, you want to destroy and burn those folks to death. That's not the Holy Spirit that's motivating you to say that. So true freedom of religion must be free from the heart, and not because someone is trying to force us. But on the other hand, St. Paul, in the second reading this morning, which we heard in Hungarian, also speaks about true and false freedom. He says, we'll read this part again in English here, "Brothers, you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use that freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love." Now, when St. Paul speaks about the flesh, he doesn't just mean sexual sins. We tend to talk about sins of the flesh these days, meaning sexual sin. In St. Paul's usage, it really means everything that's part of our fallen human nature. And that includes other kinds of, let's say, bodily sins, like lack of moderation in what we eat and drink, drunkenness and drug addiction. St. Paul would consider that kind of thing as sins of the flesh as well. But also even spiritual sins like pride and anger and ambition and vengeance, things that are not to do with the body but they're to do with our ego, right? All of that is included under St. Paul's heading, sins of the flesh. However, it does include sexual sins. And in today's society, we're seeing a tremendous push to legitimize and even celebrate and applaud all kinds of sexual immorality. Today is a very unfortunate anniversary. 26th of June, today, 26th of June last year, 2015, that was the day when the Supreme Court issued a decision saying that marriage between persons of the same sex is now the law of the land throughout the whole of the US. Now that's legitimizing something which is not in accordance with God's will. It's not a right use of sexuality, and it's certainly not true marriage. But you know, that very ideology is becoming at the same time, not only is it something against one of the commandments, the sixth commandment against impure acts, it's also becoming a threat to our religious freedom. And this is one reason the bishops are observing these 2 weeks before July 4th with this emphasis. Why do I say that? Because we've seen in the last year more and more, there's a great push now that gay marriage, quote unquote, is legal everywhere in the US, there is a push to silence anybody who dares to criticize that. Just yesterday, some of you may have seen, I had a letter published in the Post-Dispatch criticizing the big push against, it was a Senate resolution several months ago, which unfortunately failed. I was one of those who testified in favor of it out of Jefferson City, a law or a resolution to protect photographers, florists, musicians, and bakers from being forced by law to offer their services for weddings between people of the same sex, because this is forcing them to celebrate something which goes directly against the conscience of traditional Christians and also traditional Jews. So I had a letter published criticizing those who were attacking that resolution. You can see it, I've reproduced the text on the back of your yellow parish bulletin. You can see it there. But even worse, I had an email just this morning from a friend of mine who is an airline pilot. And he'd seen my letter to the editor. He said, "Father Brian, just 2 weeks ago, one of my colleagues, a captain in this big airline, he has 20 years of seniority. He has an absolutely great record as a pilot and as a captain. He almost lost his job. Why?" He said, "Well, this is what happened. Recently, before a flight took off, the captain was waiting in the lounge with other members of the crew, right? Ready to board the plane pretty soon. There's flight attendants and co-pilot there. And this captain happened to be reading a newspaper about an article which was celebrating this anniversary that happens today, the Supreme Court's decision Obergefell, which legalized same-sex marriage. Well, the captain, I guess, was a Christian, and he was reading this newspaper account which was praising same-sex marriage, and just sort of murmuring to himself, he made a comment saying, 'Oh, what a lot of nonsense.' Just, he wasn't even talking to anybody in the room, just said that as, more or less to himself, just reacting to what he was reading. He didn't like it. What happened? A few days after that, he is called up, he is hauled before a human rights commission and the ethics committee of that big airline, and they told him, 'You have very much offended one of the flight attendants who was there and heard what you said, and that flight attendant is gay and is very offended.'" But, come on, he wasn't addressing, he was just making a little comment privately. No, he almost lost his job, he had to apologize. He had to accept the humiliating, said, "You're not supposed to let other people know what your opinions are about that." In other words, keep quiet. Don't you dare criticize gay marriage. My dear brothers and sisters, this is bullying. This is intolerance. The people who claim to be victims are the ones now who are making victims out of traditional Christians and Jews. This is why the bishops of this country are observing this fortnight for freedom. So let's take away from this the true idea of freedom is freedom from sin, freedom from passions and the things that degrade us, the freedom that only Jesus Christ can give. Yes, we don't want to impose our religious ideas on others. That's what the Lord himself shows us in today's gospel. But at the same time, we don't let them impose their beliefs on us Christians. We must stand up and say no. Otherwise, the pressure will become greater and greater. Like for that airline pilot today, you and me tomorrow. So let's ask the Lord to discern, understand, and put into practice the true freedom, the freedom of the gospel, the freedom of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.